Let's say hello to our old mate and reporter Terry Flanagan at his home in Dublin 15. Terence.
Derek, how are you?
All good. Now, you're going to be in Wicklow next week for the Dawn Chorus.
I am indeed. I'll be down at the East Coast Nature Reserve. I'll be there with Eric Dempsey and our own Aina Ní Leabhar.
Looking forward to hearing you then, Terry. But you're not here to tell us about the Dawn Chorus tonight.
No, we had an interesting email in from Margaret Nangle in Summerhill. Now, she has a preschool there and she also has a nest box with a camera in the garden for many years now. All quite normal, you might say. But this year, The nest was originally occupied by a pair of blue tits.
Yeah.
They were ejected by a pair of great tits.
Oh, dear.
And now a pair of sparrows have taken over.
Goodness.
And the sparrows have removed all of the initial nesting material and they're now building their own nest in it. Unreal, isn't it? Well, I've heard of sparrows that they can sometimes occupy other birds' nests, but I've never actually seen it happen. So I recently travelled to County Meath to chat with Margaret and the children about their unusual nest box. How are you?
Good.
Good. I can see the nest, but I don't see any birdies. Where's the birdies?
He flew away because he heard you.
Because they heard me. Because I came down from Dublin and they saw me and they're after flying away, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the birdies liked
me. Maybe you're too loud.
Oh, am I too loud?
Because you have a microphone.
Oh, I have a microphone too, but I have to have the microphone to hear what you're all going to tell me. Because I hear you've got a big story for me, have you?
What's our story about? What did we get first? What was the bird we had first?
A blue tit.
So you have a nest box, and I can see it on the telly here. And in the nest box, there were blue tits, is that right?
And the house sparrow sneaked it in.
I see. And he took over, did he?
Yeah.
So we started with the blue tit, is that right?
Yeah.
And then the house sparrow came along.
Sneak in.
And what did the house sparrow do?
Sneak in.
He sneaked in. And he owns the house now, does he? And what's he doing? Because I can't see him. He's not in the box at the moment. Where is he?
He's getting food.
He's getting food?
Yeah.
So, Margaret, tell us the story of your nest box.
Well, this year it was a bit too successful, actually, to be honest. We started off with a pair of blue tits and they were just in and out visiting and they didn't put any grass or leaves or moss in.
And what time of the year was this?
It could have been about 6 weeks ago and they were showing great interest. The two of them were coming in together and it looked like it was their home and we had first name basis here. Everybody knew the blue tit. They were saying, blue tit's in, there's blue tit. And
then, they were just checking it out.
Building up confidence really in it, putting their beaks in, putting their head in. Then actually one coming in and checking out the side, making sure it was solid enough, making sure it was big enough, flapping their wings like they were measuring it really nearly. And then one day there was a blue tit in the box and a big black beak came in of the house sparrow and there was a bit of a rig-rag roolies at the hole of the nesting box and they seemed to have fought with their beaks and that was the end of the blue tit and the house sparrow was then a resident. He really didn't put much in, a few bits of grass or whatever, and we were resigned to the fact that the blue tits were gone and we were going to have a house sparrow and lo and behold, in came a grey tit and there was a big fight in the box with the grey tit and it looked like he won.
So this is the grey tit and the house sparrow.
And the house sparrow. So it looked like the grey tit was going to be in and the children were convinced it was because, why do we think that the grey tit won?
Because he's the biggest.
He has the what?
Sharper.
His beak seemed to be sharper. So the grey tit continued building and then out of nowhere this house sparrow has just appeared again and now the grey tit's gone. We didn't see any fights or we didn't see any remainders of feathers or whatever from a fight.
Looking into the nest now, what I can see in the nest box is some really coarse grass around the outside and we can actually still see the floor of the
nest box.
That's right,
yeah. Actually the grey tit seemed to be taking things out that the house sparrow had put in. So there was a few feathers in it and we could see the grey tit pruning the nest after the house sparrow had come in. So he looked like he was tidying up and making his style of nest.
And you could actually see these two different species fighting inside
the
box.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Actually,
what was that like?
Oh, it was It wasn't nice to watch.
Gruesome.
Oh, it was. It was horrible. And I suppose it's a sign of nature that everybody has to look over their shoulder, really, even in the beautiful birds, and they are beautiful, but it was vicious. The beaks are deadly weapons, really.
This nest box, how long has it been here?
It's been here about 15 years,
and
maybe
how,
longer.
How successful has it been?
Every year bar one, we've had somebody in it. Mostly grey tits, and it's very successful, and the children see the whole cycle of the empty box right down to actually one day about 3 or 4 years ago, we actually saw the mammy pushing the babies out. I used to think that happened first thing in the morning at the crack of dawn. The children were out playing and I called them all in from the garden to see the mother pushing.
This was the day that they were leaving
the
nest.
They were leaving. The mammy was encouraging them out and we could see out the window, you know. And then it really brought something new then to the whole dimension, because now the children knew they were out in the world. Yeah. Like, they really need to see it visually to understand it and believe it, you know. I suppose you can show them in a book what happens, but when they are living it, they are so invested in it now because they're seeing it day to day and they're seeing the progress, and they're seeing, like, over the weekend when they came back this morning, they could see the progress that the house sparrow has made over the weekend. And it's so brilliant for them to see the whole drama that has been happening here for the last maybe 6 weeks.
Tell me this, boys and girls, which bird do you prefer in the nest box? So you prefer the blue tit, you prefer the house sparrow. Who prefers the great tit?
Me.
And what bird is in it now?
A house sparrow.
Yeah, but there's nothing in the nest now this moment, but there's a house sparrow building, is that right?
Yeah.
So we're going to watch the birdies building this nest, is that right?
Yeah.
And what's going to happen after that?
The eggs are coming.
And where do the eggs come from?
From the birds.
From the birds.
Can you remember what's going to happen on the first day? What's going to happen?
One egg.
And on the next day?
Two eggs.
There will be two eggs in the box. And then the next...
Three eggs.
And then when she has seven eggs, then she's going to sit on them and keep them...
And then they're going to get bigger and bigger and then crack the egg.
That's right.
Do you have any preference then for which bird you'd like to have, which species you'd like to have nesting in the nest box?
Obviously, we love the blue tit because she's so gorgeous and she's so small and she doesn't seem to be as strong as the others. But, you know, it's not up to us, I suppose. And that's the lesson that the children learn. Sometimes they say, when is the bird coming in, Margaret? When are the eggs going to be there? It's not down to us. It's down to nature. We have absolutely no say in it.
But you could have a say. Because really what dictates which species comes into the box is the size of the nesting hole.
Yeah.
If you just wanted blue tits there next year and going forward, you can put a little metal plate with a hole in it. 25 millimetres is the size that the blue tits like, whereas the grey tits like something bigger, about 28 millimetres.
Right.
And the sparrow is even bigger again, about 32 centimetres.
Well, I see the sparrow was trying to make the hole bigger there, all right. He's not happy with what he has there.
But if you were to put a metal plate
in it,
and you can buy these metal plates or you can make one up.
I suppose, Terry, really, to be honest, we're just onlookers. We're just so happy to have any bird in there. And if we get the whole cycle, like the children get to see the process from beginning to end, it's just, you know, it's so, like... Coming from Dublin myself, I would have never been familiar with small garden birds. And back in the 70s, we definitely weren't feeding birds to keep them in our garden. It's so special for the children to see something so close and yet so far away. Like, the bird box is right within our reach.
We can actually see it out through the window and we're seeing it on the telly
absolutely.
On the inside.
But we've nothing to do with it. It's nature is doing all that. And the children have discovered, you know, through the box, that this is going on absolutely everywhere, in every hedge and tree. And
it's awakening an interest in them from
totally,
a very, very young age.
Totally.
Because the children here, they're probably, what, 3, 4, 5 years of age?
That's right.
Well, it's an absolute joy to come down here to Summerhill and County Meath and to be inspired by the work that you're actually doing here, by developing this interest among the children with something as simple as a camera in a nest box. And then to see all of the action that's taken place. It's not just one bird that's been used in this nest box. It's three different species of birds. And they love it.
Yeah, they absolutely do love it. And it's building their vocabulary. We're learning, me as a grown adult, I'm learning every day. They're learning new words that they've never heard before, you know. Mm. Even we're researching, we didn't know for sure if it was a house sparrow. We had to research and the parents were talking about it. And hopefully we're instilling a curiosity in them that will just grow as they get older. That they're connecting with nature, they're connecting with living things, and they see the importance of looking after nature.
Well, all I can say is keep up the good work. I'm going to say goodbye to all the children before I go. I have to go home. You're very quiet now. When I was talking to Margaret, you were very, very noisy. And before I go, anyone, will you sing a song? Do you have a song?
No. No song?
I do. Cluck,
good morning, Mrs. Hen. How many chickens have you got? Ma'am, I have 10. 4 of them are yellow, 4 of them are brown, and 2 of them are speckled red. Spine is in the town.
Excellent. I know her father.
Brilliant.
Slán an ish.
Slán. Thank you very much indeed, Terry.